This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Bone Time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
If nothing else, the Orioles are consistent in terms of setting their lineup depending on which hand the starting pitcher throws from. They faced a lefty yesterday in Chris Bubich. And hey, he's a left-handed pitcher, so you gotta load up on right-handed bats, right? The only true lefty in the Orioles lineup yesterday was Gunnar Henderson. That being said, it takes a couple clicks to look into Chris Bubich's baseball reference page and his splits.
Mm-hmm.
You look at his career splits. Lefties, 891 OPS against him. Righties, 753 OPS.
Pretty big difference.
That's his career. So let's just see what
it was. The difference between going to the Hall of Fame and being slightly above major league average.
Let's look at last year, what he did for the Royals. Lefties, 701 OPS. Righties, 553 OPS. So still a significant difference. Brandon Hyde, what was your thought process on that lineup?
Yeah, no, it's more of we acquired and signed right-handed guys to face left-handed starters, and we're going to give them an opportunity, especially early in the year here, to hopefully handle left-handed pitching for us.
This is where it gets to the human element that you like to bring up a lot, Jason. Jackson Holliday. He just had a three-hit game the prior game on Saturday.
Including one against a lefty, right?
Heston Kjerstad. Had hits in his last four games played, including three straight days.
Going opposite field to drive
in
runs.
Both of them, Jackson. Cedric Mullins, your hottest
hitter. Best hitter on the team right now.
And best defender. None of them in the lineup. And I want to see Jackson Holliday and Heston Kjerstad prove to me, prove to everyone, that they cannot handle left-handed pitching. Let them prove that they cannot hit left-handed pitching. You can't just sit them against every single left-handed starter, and especially against a guy in which lefties hit better against him with the reverse splits. But this isn't just an isolated thing. And I get what Jacob's saying, and Seg can't play every single day, and all these. But this is every single time we see them go up against left-handed pitching. You don't see those guys. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Remember at the trade deadline last year when I kept pulling that Hyde clip up and I told you it was a cry for help, and then we had Freddie Gonzalez on the show and he basically said it was a cry for help. We don't need to get younger at the deadline. He's telling you it's not me. Okay, I'm deciphering what he said.
You're saying, a translator.
Hey, did you pay attention to the offseason? They added three marginal major league players. I'm not saying marginal bats. I'm saying marginal major league players, right? And they did it because they think we only really need to get better against lefties, and all the guys we already have are fine against righties. So, of course, I'm putting them in the lineup because it's not really my lineup. It's Mike's operation. Mike runs everything, and Mike thinks his guys should play against lefties, and we got a bunch of righties coming up. So it's my boss telling me, hey, these guys need to play. These are the guys we paid to get better. And he doesn't philosophically believe in young left-handed bats facing lefties. And do you want to know why I know? Because I watched Gunnar Henderson's first 50 to 70 games in the major leagues where, despite the uber prospect he was, they didn't let him face lefties. This is not Brandon Hyde's philosophy. This isn't Brandon Hyde's lineup. This is the Elias way. The Oriole way is dead. The Elias way, we don't care about defense. We don't care about reverse splits. We don't invest in pitching. We do what we want to do, and we double down on it. Doesn't matter how stupid O'Neill in right field looks. Let's try O'Neill in right field with a shortstop playing center field, with a contact pitcher who's no good on the road. Let's put him in the biggest ballpark with the most volume to cover of any outfield in the American League, and let's see what that looks like. How many pitches into the game did it take to see it was a moronic experience? But anybody who knows ball was pissed off about it before the game started because we could see it coming. Somehow at the warehouse, all their degrees, all their NASA aeronautical engineering, all their blackjack acumen, they can't get
black
it right.
Lung.
That's the Ravens, black
line. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry for hijacking your TMI, but if you two disagree, by all means.
No, and I know there was a ton of discourse, especially on Twitter, about Brandon Hyde.
It's not
Hyde. We're all in agreement where
I don't think Brandon Hyde is Earl Weaver.
And look,
lot of this is not on him.
Yeah, and what he did with CNL Perez on Friday night was inexcusable.
That was something.
I mean, that was.
That was
a joke.
Horrible.
Ben McDonald said, like, a batter in, CNL doesn't look comfortable, and he faced nine more guys.
Dude, if he didn't get that third out, he'd still be up on the mound and throwing. But, and he's not perfect, like you said, Ken, but I can't
this
put
is
it all on
organizational.
High. You can't put it all on high.
We're going to switch to Ravens coming up next. By the way, Jonas Schaefer is going to talk Ravens with us at 5 o'clock. David Ajabo. Any expectations for him whatsoever this season? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.